All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you for another week of Pro Wrestling America, your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet. We are 1 week away from Christmas Chaos. And last week, we heard all about some of the great matches happening tonight as we have the Gorgeous Gentleman and Johnny B. Badd facing off in a six-man tag team match with the Acolytes and Mark Mero. You've got Eddie Gilbert teaming up with Terry Funk to take on Iceman King Parsons and Davey Boy Smith. We've got the third and final match of the best of three series between the Nightmares and Billy Graham and Italian Stallion. It is all a crazy mess as we get ready for the chaos that will ensue next week. Right now, we go to tonight's matches. Opening match is Kendall Windham facing off against Black Bart. And Kendall and Bart have a great match, featuring both men's strength. Kendall almost has the match won after a bulldog, but Bart kicks out just before three. Once Bart gets back to his feet, he uses his size to keep the advantage. He gets the pin after a falling splash from the middle turnbuckle in a time of 17 minutes, 59 seconds. Your winner is Black Bart. Kendall Windham is not having the most auspicious return to the PWA, having lost his first two matches. But there's still plenty of time. All right, Johnny B. Badd comes out to the interview desk. Lance Russell comes around to talk with him. Badd talks about what a terrible excuse of a human being Mark Mero is. Not only a terrible wrestler, but a thief as well. Badd says he may not have the belt with him right now, but he is going to leave Christmas Chaos with the belt. He turns to Lance and asks, what's the deal with the chaos? Lance tells him that he won't know the match's stipulation until right before the match. Badd says that plays into his game plan because he doesn't care what the stipulation will be. Mark Mero will know that he's a bad man. Backstage, Mark Mero meets up with Mark Lawrence. Mero has the Interstate 74 title over his shoulder. He asks Lawrence if he looks good as the champion. Lawrence tries to remind Mero that he isn't the champion, but Mero interrupts him. Mero has just also heard about the random stipulation at Christmas Chaos. He's excited about it because it truly plays into his wheelhouse. At Christmas Chaos, everyone is going to see just how wild the wild man can get. Bring on the chaos. So those two guys are really amped up for next week's match. Two guys that are also amped up for this week are Barry Horowitz and Beef Stew Lou Marconi. And they try to steal the show with a brilliant showcase of their individual talents. The fans are on their feet the entire match. Horowitz has Marconi up for a superplex as the 15-minute time limit expires. After the match, Horowitz pats himself on the shoulder before climbing the turnbuckle. He comes off with a flying elbow drop, but Marconi rolls out of the way. Marconi gets back to his feet and takes Horowitz out of the ring with a belly-to-belly release suplex. So, these two guys, there's some unfinished business here with this time limit draw. As they leave the ringside area, the Gorgeous Gentleman come down to the ring to meet with Lance Russell. Lance speaks of the Gentleman always being in the American Tag Team title picture. He also mentions that no one has had more success in the tag team division or overall title reigns than Gentleman Chris Adams. Chris takes a moment to let the accolades sink in. Jimmy also mentions that he's no slouch either. They were screwed out of their titles back in February. They have been screwed out of title reigns ever since, first by their own manager, Alexander York, then by the champions not wanting to put up the belts against them. How did Too Cool get an American tag team title reign, much less a title shot? Chris says that Iceman and Idol are scared of them, and the Acolytes have been dodging them. Well, you know this brings out Sunshine and the Acolytes. They are none too enthused with the Gorgeous Gentleman's accusations. Bradshaw reminds Jimmy that the Acolytes have faced the Gorgeous Gentleman in tag team matches and in singles matches. In every match, the Acolytes have come out on top. Christmas Chaos is going to be no different. Farouk tells both of the gentlemen to put up or shut up. Regardless of the stipulations on the match, the gentlemen need to bring their A game. Otherwise, there will be hell to pay. The Acolytes and Sunshine leave the ring. Jimmy starts to go after them, but Michelle holds him back. She reminds both of their wrestlers that they will have their chance next week. And she could even just say, you've got your chance tonight because you're in the ring with them. But we're not worried about that at the moment. What we are worried about is the third match in the best of three series. Number one contendership for the Illinois Tag Team titles and the title shot next week at Christmas Chaos against the Stud Stable. We have the Nightmares and Superstar Billy Graham and Italian Stallion. Both teams put on a great show for the fans. The Nightmares try to isolate Stallion in their half of the ring. Stallion counters a backdrop by Wayne with a sunset flip. Wayne kicks out. Wayne gets up, but Stallion sends him into the middle rope with a drop toe hold before getting the hot tag to Graham. Graham takes control of the match and pins Davis after a belly-to-belly suplex in a time of 10 minutes, 3 seconds. Your winners and number one contenders to face the Stud Stable next week at Christmas Chaos are Superstar Billy Graham and Italian Stallion. Mark Lawrence joins Graham and Stallion in the ring. The Nightmares hang out in the background as their stablemates are interviewed. Stallion, first of all, thanks the Nightmares for the great series of matches that they have been able to give to each other and for the fans. He is excited for their shot at the Stud Stable and the Illinois Tag Team titles. Graham takes the microphone and tells Dylan and the Stud Stable to quit calling. Graham says that the Stud Stable has been begging the Superstar to join their ranks, offering guaranteed contracts for titles, both singles and tag team. Superstar Billy Graham doesn't need J.J. Dillon's guaranteed contracts. He is his own guaranteed contract. He can get a match with any champion he wants. Next week, he wants the Stud Stable. They're going to find out whether they are studs or duds. That takes us back to Lance Russell at the desk with our monthly IAW update. Last Friday, both the tag team titles and the heavyweight titles, the international ones, were defended in the IWGP in Montreal. In the tag team title match, pretty wonderful. Paul Orndorff and Paul Roma defeated the British Bulldogs for the titles. So your new international tag team champions are pretty wonderful. And in the international heavyweight title, Ravishing Rick Rude successfully defended the title against Magnum TA in an absolutely spectacular match. I mean, that match could have blown away really any pay-per-view that anybody could come up with. And unfortunately, we did not have that match here in the PWA. So we couldn't bring it to you. Just the results. So we've got new international tag team champions. So now I wonder how everybody's going to be with Davey Boy Smith now that he's not one of the champions. And how is Pretty Wonderful going to do as the international tag team champions? Of course, that's all in the future. That's all for you to stay tuned and find out. Backstage, Mark Lawrence tracks down J.J. Dillon and the Stud Stable as they are walking the halls. Obviously, they are looking for Graham and Stallion. Mark asks them their thoughts on next week's match. Golden yammers on about how it never mattered who their opponents were going to be. Neither Graham and Stallion nor the Nightmares are any competition for the Stud Stable. In fact, if the people really want some competition, the Acolytes should answer the challenge for a title versus title match for the American Tag Team titles. Nothing has been heard about that. I mean, not even from me. I haven't even heard of a challenge for a title versus title match. Fuller takes over the microphone and tells Golden to calm down. Fuller congratulates Michelle McCool on for being the dumbest blonde manager there has ever been. Having her teams fight each other in order to have a shot against the Stud Stable? That doesn't work. Do anything but work in the stable's favor. Wear each other out. Don't whine and complain when you don't get the job done next week. Dylan takes the microphone and berates me for even the idea of Christmas Chaos. He demands that I tell them what the stipulation is going to be for their match next week. Don't get into all the posturing and television teasing baloney. Just announce the matches as they will happen. Dylan also tells me to look on my desk. There are several contracts signed by the Stud Stable and Terry Taylor that seem to have gotten lost in the mail. I need to find them. I come down to the ring with a big announcement for the upcoming year. I don't even bother with Dylan's accusations. Any wrestler on the PWA roster can sign up starting tonight to get the chance to participate in a monthly gauntlet against randomly drawn wrestlers. Once a month, a lucky or unlucky wrestler will face off against three randomly drawn opponents that night. Success in all three matches will earn that wrestler $15,000 and the possibility of a title shot. However, if he loses any one of the matches, the three opponents get to split the pot, getting $5,000 each. The first gauntlet will be held on December 31st at the Shirk Center. Who will be the first to run the gauntlet? We'll have to see in 2 weeks, but this should be great fun for the fans and the opportunity for every PWA wrestler to prove himself worthy of a title shot. That gauntlet idea should be a brilliant one. All right, we go backstage, where Mark Lawrence walks into Hot Stuff and Hyatt International's locker room. He has questions for both Eddie and Iceman. His first question is their reactions about having to face each other tonight in a tag team match. Neither one of them is worried about having to face each other. Iceman is more worried about his tag team partner holding up his end of the bargain. Iceman doesn't trust Davey Boy Smith as far as he can throw him. Davey Boy Smith is after the Illinois heavyweight title, and having him as a tag team partner just makes for one more idiotic booking from me that doesn't make any sense. Eddie puts his hand up and says that he booked this match. Yes, both of them are teaming up with their opponents for next week. No, none of the four men in the match trust their partner. However, it allows for both of them to help the other in gaining an advantage for each other in eliminating or seriously injuring the other's opponent. Iceman looks at Eddie like he has three heads. Eddie also says that he booked the six-man tag team match that is coming up next. The two teams battling for the American tag team titles are teaming with the two battling for the Interstate 74 title. Everyone has a great chance to help themselves in their match next week. Four of next week's matches are summarized in two matches. This is going to be great. Now, if you were paying attention, yeah, Eddie didn't book either one of those matches. Well, no, he booked the six-man tag team match. He did not book the tag team match with himself and Iceman King Parsons. That was me. But again, Eddie wants to take credit wherever Eddie can find it. But let's get to that match that Eddie booked. Six-man tag team match. Gorgeous Gentleman and Interstate 74 champion Johnny B. Badd facing off against the American tag team champions, the Acolytes, and the man who has the Interstate 74 title belt, Mark Mero. The match is a great classic encounter between a bunch of guys who understand each other well. The match goes back and forth for almost 25 minutes. All six men have exhausted each other and themselves before Adams gets the pin on Bradshaw with the super kick in a time of 24 minutes, 47 seconds. Your winners are the Gorgeous Gentleman and Johnny B. Badd. Davey Boy Smith comes out to the interview desk. Mark Lawrence asks him about his thoughts on his match against Iceman King Parsons for the Illinois heavyweight title. Davey Boy hopes that the random stipulation is a cage or something that keeps Iceman in the ring. He is sick and tired of Iceman using countouts and disqualifications to keep his title. That's not how a champion should act. Real champions, like the British Bulldogs, face all challengers head on. There is no backing down, no running away. Man to man, one way or another, Davey Boy Smith promises to come out of Christmas Chaos with a clean win over Iceman King Parsons. All right, so before we get to that great tag team match as our main event, we have one more match. Living legend Larry Zbyszko facing off against Jerry the King Lawler. And Zbyszko and Lawler have a great match that hopefully one day will be for the American heavyweight title. Both men are at their peak in this match. The fans are on their feet for the whole match. The time limit expires as both men are slugging it out with quick left hands. Neither man wants to quit, but Randy Anderson separates them. He barely manages to keep them apart until Jerry Calhoun comes down also to help separate them. This match isn't finished. I'm sure we will see more of this after we get done with Christmas Chaos next week. Zbyszko and Lawler are not done with each other. All right, Terry Funk comes down to the ring and says that Hot Fluff Eddie Gilbert better be ready for their match tonight. He is going to take back his American heavyweight title. Mark Laurent starts to climb into the ring to correct Funk, but Hot Stuff begins to play. Eddie and Missy come out to the entrance ramp and try to explain to Funk that they are tag team partners tonight. The title isn't on the line tonight. Funk looks at Eddie like he's crazy, but he still says he's leaving with the belt tonight. All right, so we've got two of the guys there. Eddie comes down to the ring to join his tag team partner for tonight. Iceman King Parsons comes down to the ring with his Illinois heavyweight title belt around his waist. Davey Boy Smith is the last to arrive at the ring. Referees Jerry Calhoun and David Manning have been assigned to keep this match in order. Calhoun is outside the ring while Manning is inside the ring. The match is wild and crazy. It's a good thing there are two referees for the match because Manning gets accidentally clotheslined by Funk very early in the match. Calhoun climbs into the ring to take over, but he's knocked out of the ring when Funk sidesteps Iceman's butt thump. There are very few tags in the match. Everyone just goes after everyone else. Funk nails Eddie with the branding iron. Iceman nails Davey Boy with a missile dropkick. Eddie takes advantage of the confusion and rolls Davey Boy up with a handful of tights to get the win in a time of 15 minutes, 58 seconds. Your winners are Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert and Terry Funk. But really, can we call it a win when both tag teams implode on each other? After the match, the rest of Hot Stuff and Hyatt International storm the ring and beat down on Funk and Davey Boy. Once both of them are laying in pools of their own blood, Missy calls them off. The ring looks like a pack of hyenas has attacked. Eddie leads his men out of the arena with boos from the crowd, but Hot Stuff and Hyatt International are all smiles. All right, we have the setup for a great Christmas Chaos card for this coming week. And if this tag team match is any indication, chaos is definitely going to ensue next week. So I encourage you to be back for that as we continue to get to our, as we finally get to our big main card for the year, Christmas Chaos 5. Let's go back over the card once again. You start off with the Tower of Doom match. The three cages stacked on top of each other. The first one to manage to get himself out from the top cage through the bottom cage door wins an automatic title shot at the American Heavyweight title at St. Valentine's Day Massacre. Last year, it was Sergeant Buddy Lee Parker in a fluke win that got his shot. What's going to happen this year? Is it going to be another fluke, or is he going to be taken out very early on like Devin Storm was last year? You'll have to find out. Interstate 74 title on the line. Johnny B. Badd defending against Mark Merrow. Illinois heavyweight title. Iceman King Parsons defending against Davey Boy Smith. Illinois tag team titles. The Stud Stable defending against Superstar Billy Graham and Italian Stallion. The Acolytes defending the American Tag Team titles against the Gorgeous Gentlemen. And then the American Heavyweight title on the line, Eddie Gilbert and Terry Funk one more time. That is going to be a great card. I encourage you to be back next week as it will truly be a chaotic card. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for being here, listening to the podcast, and supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. I will see you next week.